Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. I'm filled with grief today as I broadcast because someone that I met just a few short weeks ago has passed away. And I'd like to read you part of an email that was sent out by Brian Beal, manager of WNHN 94.7 in Concord, which is a radio station I've been volunteering at recently. Brian writes, "I'm sorry to report a loss to the WNHN family. Our producer, Ed Daddario, passed away suddenly Sunday morning from what appears to be pneumonia, a chronic complication of his fight with cancer. This came as quite a shock to all of us, as he was optimistic about a new treatment to help with the pneumonia. By all accounts, Ed enjoyed working at WNHN and showed a real talent for radio production. What young man has the skills to produce a nationally syndicated radio show? Ed did, and did it well. His mother told me that he was really looking forward to entering broadcast school this fall. Ed had a really great sense of humor, which included giving Arnie Arneson grief whenever possible and smiling sweetly every time his station manager gave him more work than he could do during the shift that he was here. Well, Ed welcomed me to WNHN, along with Brian and a number of other folks, Arnie, Marty, Hamilton, Frank. And Ed, to me, embodied what is important about community radio, because it's a place that you get to live and practice your passion. It's not often that you are welcomed and embraced in that way. And I just want to say thank you, Ed. And this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop is for Ed Daddario, whom I don't know enough, never knew very well, knew for a few weeks. And I just don't know how insane or strange or silly my words sound. And I don't care. Anyways, Ed Daddario, this Radio Thrift Shop is for you.
Thank you. happy or bare. We cracked the hardwood, scuffed the leather, smashed panes of glass. We lived in the vice grip of my father's past. All these things I remember, I cannot forget. I slept through the night, but I'm not rested yet.
Time stays. rocks us in the stable. So why am I holding this guitar neck? Like it's a bone broken through the skin. These paragraphs aren't up for auction. Well, your charts and graphs do all the talking. So this pencil moves like a robin tricked into love with a click of my tongue. Changing eyes, focus your particles on mine. Great grams of thunder under one sun. And I'm ready to dance when I can't run. And I will tie this promise round my shin. Scream everything, yeah. Still this pen moves like a robin tricked in love with the flick of my tongue.
Thank you.
That was a band called Resilience with Static Transmission. Before that, Christians and Lions, Free Radio, Post-Apocalyptic, Metropolis Blues, The Deep North with Silent Film Star, Alderney in a tune called Fragile, Django Reinhardt, Nature Boy, and M. James, Fade Chimes. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Today's program is in memory of Edward Daddario, who was a young man who was a producer at WNHN Radio in Concord, New Hampshire, which is 94.7 Jazz, Blues, and Progressive Talk, also known as New Hampshire News, Views, and Blues. And it's a radio station where I have been volunteering recently and had met Ed a number of weeks ago, who, along with Brian Beal, the station manager, has been training me on how to be a producer and how to run a technology at the radio station. And I'm extremely grateful. And I'm also feeling an incredible sense of loss. And I don't know quite how to express my grief. So I'm doing this radio show for Ed.
You are listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
One of the few conversations that I had with Ed was about music and his desire to create an internet radio station where lesser-known musicians from New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, particularly around the seacoast areas of those states, would have an outlet to perform live or to, you know, promote their demos or homemade recordings, which I thought was a fantastic idea. And so a lot of the music that I'm playing is from bands from New Hampshire and Massachusetts. I believe that Ed lived on the seacoast of New Hampshire over in the Hampton area, traveled to Concord apparently to volunteer at WNHN. Anyways, here's a New Hampshire band with a tune called Ophelia. This is The Youngest Son.
Mail grow so old. I can recall the days that you said you held youth in your fold. We fell asleep beneath the autumn sky and woke up to find the rose and the fountain tangled in our eyes. To hollow out through the autumn, shift into the shade.
New Hampshire band The City of Tomorrow with a tune called White Mountains. And before that, another New Hampshire band, The Youngest Son with Ophelia. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm doing a program today for Edward Daddario, who passed away this past Sunday, whose passion was community radio, and who had been training me at WNHN 94.7 in Concord. And I've been thinking about, you know, what has really hit me about knowing Ed for such a short period of time, why the grief is so intense. And perhaps it's because he reminds me of my own adult children. And perhaps it's because, to me, he really did symbolize community radio through embracing your passion. And one thing that I think that I've learned from Ed and other young people is never abandon your dreams. You know, create your life one day at a time, one step at a time. And I've been wondering how to honor Ed. And I think the way that I honor Ed is to love what you do. Why am I doing this radio show? Because it's what I know how to do. You're tuned to non-commercial community radio for the Sunapee and Kearsarge regions, WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Exploring science in the sea. The frogs that are found in most American backyards fill up on flies, mosquitoes, and other insects. But a frog that's found in southeastern Asia goes after slightly bigger quarry, including small crabs. The crab-eating frog isn't some monster. It grows to only about 3 inches long. Even so, it's not your average frog. In fact, it does something that no other frog can do. It can live in both freshwater and saltwater. The frog inhabits coastal regions from India to Indonesia. It lives in freshwater ponds near beaches, as well as irrigated rice paddies and other human-made wet zones. But it's just as comfortable in the salty environs along the shore, such as mangrove forests and swamps. Other frogs dry out when they're dunked in salt water, but the crab-eating frog has a couple of mechanisms for coping with the different environment. For one thing, it produces more urine, which seeps through the wall of the bladder and into the frog's tissues. And for another, its skin is less permeable than that of other frogs, so it traps more water inside the frog's body. The frog can't just hop from freshwater to saltwater, though. It takes a few days for its body to adapt to the change. Even so, it can be worth it. Getting away from a freshwater habitat allows the frog to get away from other species of frogs and other animals that compete with it for food, as well as from possible predators. And it expands the frog's food choices, among other things, adding crab to its daily menu. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Travel far, but not from shore to shore. I have built a ship, not for sea or sky. Gathered a loyal crew to leave it all behind. I'll put on my driving gloves and buckle up. With the present day, I've had enough. My machine can take us, wave goodbye and travel time. I wanna dance with the natives on Manhattan's forest floor. To the heavens, feel like I've been here before. Like the ancient Himalayas, live like a monk. Walk with the Buddha, know the purest forms of love. Help build the pyramids, maybe find an Egyptian wife. There's so many different lives to live. My machine can take us, wave goodbye, travel time. Everything I ever wanted, it had always been mine. I've made a grave mistake, let's just go home. I turn to my first mate, he says, shit, we locked the keys inside.
Trevor Eve with The Long Goodbye. And before that, Justin Hillman, Key to the Time Machine, both New England artists. And today, the thrift shop is dedicated to Edward Daddario, volunteer producer at WNHN 94.7 in Concord. For more information, you can go to WNHNFM.org. Find out what the radio station is all about, listen online, learn about the programs, and a lot more. I'm going to do a few songs about radio. I think Ed would have enjoyed this, so I hope. Anyways, here's the Toasters.
Tune in into the night.
All right, we've been hearing some songs about radio. The Toasters with Pirate Radio, Bubblegum Lemonade with Caroline's Radio, and Pine Forest Crunch, College Radio Listeners. Well, today's thrift shop has been dedicated to Edward Daddario, volunteer producer for WNHN Community Radio in Concord, New Hampshire, where I've been volunteering and have felt very welcomed. You know, I've tried not to make this program hokey, and I've been kind of wrestling with whether I want to read this poem or these lyrics to close out the show, but I'm going to do that anyway because these words make me think, make me feel. Yusuf Islam wrote, "Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? There'll never be a better chance to change your mind. And if you want this world to see a better day, will you carry the words of love with you? Will you ride the great white bird into heaven? And though you want things to last forever, you know you never will. And the goodbye makes the journey harder still." So this time I'm going to say, and I really mean this, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening.